good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Randy Schultz.
Good morning.
Randy, it hasn't been too long ago that we visited about the new veggies that were going to be out there for us to get in the ground. And for some of those, it's kind of time right here in Iowa. But we didn't get a chance to talk about fruits. So that's the first thing I want to talk about. What's happening in the fruit world?
Well, there's always wonderful varieties of fruit trees to plant. And as you know, most people plant in the spring, although fall is equally as good a time to plant. So if you miss the window in the springtime, don't give up on the whole year. You can plant a fruit tree in the fall. But one of my favorite things to plant this spring would be apple trees. And I'll tell you why. There is a new variety of apple tree that grows very skinny. It's almost like a tree trunk with apples on it. You know,
wow.
An apple tree can easily get to be 20 feet wide, right? 20 feet tall, 20
yes,
feet wide.
Yes.
So it takes a pretty decent space in the landscape. This new variety of trees is called urban apple trees. And it's the perfect name because they're skinny trees. They literally get 2 feet wide, and that's it. It's like a column of apples on a tree. So the urban apple combo that naturehills.com sells includes two different trees so that, you know, apple trees need a pollinator. You got to have two trees. So they've got a red variety and a green variety that they sell together, a tasty red and a blushing delight. And these are the coolest trees ever, if you see a picture of them, because the mature tree is a pole covered with apples.
It's hard to imagine, Randy.
I know. It doesn't look like an apple tree except, of course, for the fruit. And what I love about this is this opens up the possibility of growing apples almost anywhere. I mean, you don't have to have a big yard at all. As a matter of fact, these urban apple varieties work great in containers. You can stick
goodness.
Them on a patio and boom, you've got an apple tree.
That's sort of unbelievable. You have to have a pretty good-sized container.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't put it in a little 5 gallon container. a little flower pot, but honestly, I've seen these things grow and they're fabulous.
How tall do they get then?
They only get to be 10 feet tall. So you can literally, with just a small stepladder, reach the top of the tree and pick every apple on the tree. And the apples, I mean, believe it or not, even though the tree is very small and very skinny, the apples are full-sized. So when they ripen up, they're just, you know, they're just neck to neck, all the way up the tree next to each other. And it's a great-looking thing to have in your yard because everybody's going to want to know, what the heck is that? And then you get the bounty of full-sized apples.
Randy, I can tell you're really excited about this, and I think some other people will be excited because they think, well, I moved from the country to town, and now I can't have an apple tree. Well, now you can. Sounds
Guess
wonderful.
What?
And what about diseases, any special, I'm assuming full sun would be best, you know, any kind of special kind of instructions?
Yes, it's going to want the same conditions as a typical apple tree. It's going to like full sun. You're probably going to want to spray it with a horticultural oil in the springtime after the blossoms have set, just to keep the apple worms down. But very light maintenance.
Okay.
Because the tree is so small, it's really easy to spray it.
That's another consideration. We think, you know, when we think about height, we think about the harvesting. But yes, there are some other times of years when it's also helpful. And of course, as you say, great that it doesn't take up a whole lot of space. Okay, so apples, and that's a favorite of lots and lots of people. What else? Anything other?
Well, this morning I'm talking about American fruit, or at least the fruits that we think of when we think of America. So the next one in my mind is peaches. I'm a big peach fan. Okay, along the same lines, peach trees can grow pretty wide. There's nothing wrong with a big, healthy peach tree, but you may not have room for it, or you may have a spot for a smaller tree. All right, there's a variety called a scarlet halo that grows a little bit smaller in terms of the mature tree size. And the fruit is interesting too, because the scarlet halo gets its name from the fact that the inside of the fruit is scarlet. It's
oh, interesting.
Bright red. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then the halo part of the name, the fruit is kind of flattened. So it's not as round as a typical peach. It's like a squished down peach. So it's sort of a halo shape. So it's a very cool looking fruit. It tastes delicious, just like any other peach.
Okay. When it's ripe, it the juice runs down your chin if you eat it right off the tree.
Well,
right?
If you do it right, absolutely.
Now, Randy, do we need two of those also?
I'm sorry, what?
Do we need two peach trees? You know, we talked about we needed two apple trees. Do we need two peach trees, or if we have two apples?
Not usually. Peaches are less susceptible to not pollinating.
All right.
So if you just plant one, you should be okay.
Okay. Is there any fruit that's closer to the ground that you want to tie? Shrubs, blueberries?
Well, you know what? I got to talk about this. You folks out there in Radioland might already be familiar with a bush called a chokeberry.
Oh, yes.
A chokeberry is not a really attractive-sounding name. So we are Americans, and we're good at selling stuff and branding, right? So the chokeberry bush is being rebranded as an aronia berry.
Oh, yes.
The botanical name for the plant is Aronia melanocarpa, okay? So they're going back to the original genus name. And aronia berries, which used to be called chokeberries, are really high in antioxidants. They're really great in smoothies, which used to be called chokeberries, and so they're very popular right now as a health food.
Yep, they're more powerful than blueberries even.
Well, that's what they say.
Yep.
And
I have to tell you, Randy, when you say about, you know, us folks here, yes, we have one of the biggest,
which used to be called chokeberries, are really high in antioxidants. They're really great in smoothies, and so they're very popular right now as a health food.
Yep, they're more powerful than blueberries even.
Well, that's what they say.
Yep. And I have to tell you, Randy, when you say about, you know, us folks here, yes, we have one of the biggest,
which used to be called chokeberries, are really high in antioxidants. They're really great in smoothies, and so they're very popular right now, which used to be called chokeberries, are really high in antioxidants. They're really great in smoothies, which used to be called chokeberries, are really high in antioxidants. They're really great in smoothies, and so they're very popular right now as a health food.
Yep, they're more powerful than blueberries even.
Well, that's what they say.
Yep, and I have to tell you, Randy, when you say about, you know, us folks here, yes, we have one of the biggest aronia berry growing farms, I think, in the United States. Now, that may have been changing, but we do have a really big farm just over by the river, and they've been promoting the heck out of aronia berries, not only in terms of you can buy the plants from them, I'll just give them a little plug here, but they make pancake syrup, and they make salsa, and they make wine, and they, you know, just picking an aronia berry off the bush and eating is kind of like, ooh, pucker up, but it has possibilities, right?
Put it in a smoothie. And it's really wonderful.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why they're growing aronia berries in your area is because that's a perfect climate.
Yeah.
You know, these things are hardy to zone 3. They're tough. They love the Midwestern climate. So they grow great in the garden, and it's an attractive looking bush anyway, even if you don't eat the berries and leave them for the birds, because the birds love them too.
And in the fall, as you say, being attractive in the fall, they're really pretty.
Yeah. Pretty foliage in the fall, nice white blossoms in the springtime. The berries ripen to look a lot like blueberries. They're dark blue in the late fall. I just think that's a great plant, and you know, it's not huge. You know, a big chokeberry or aronia berry bush is going to get 5 feet tall and 5 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice landscape plant, and if you're into it, go for the berries.
Yes. Okay, now I want to switch because people are going, okay, now where can I find these plants? And real quickly, you know, we can go online to look in a catalog. We can have a catalog in hand. Does it make any difference where those plants are coming from? You know, my catalog comes from Minnesota. My catalog comes from Vermont. My catalog comes from Kentucky. Does it make any difference in terms of my choices?
Nowadays, it makes less difference than it used to, because a catalog in, say, Nebraska might actually ship plants this time of year from Alabama. You know, they have different growing sites and they have different shipping sites, because America, being as big as it is and is varied in climate, especially this time of year, sometimes you want to order from a company that has access to two or three different shipping places. So it's not as important as it used to be, and in fact, it might be advantageous to buy from a company that can ship earlier on if you want to get it in the ground right away.
Is there any way I can tell, I can get the information about where their plants are coming from, no matter what the catalog?
Oh, sure. The companies will tell you that.
Okay.
If you go online, let's say you go to naturehills.com. That's actually, they're based in Nebraska, but they have two or three different shipping places.
Okay.
They'll tell you which of their facilities the plants get shipped out of. And they also are really good at looking at your zip code and saying, okay, it's really not safe to ship this plant quite yet. So they'll ship it when it's the perfect time for you to plant it.
All right, great. Well, again, you've given us great information, Randy Schultz with Schultz Communications, and we want to thank you very much for bringing us up to date, Randy.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Always nice to talk to you.
Okay, until next time, here's a thought related to this food. Bees are responsible for 1 out of 3 bites of food we eat.
Which used to be called chokeberries, are really high in antioxidants. They're really great in smoothies, and so they're, which used to be called chokeberries, are really high in antioxidants. They're really great in smoothies, which used to be called chokeberries, are really high in antioxidants. They're really great in smoothies, which used to be called chokeberries, are really high in antioxidants. They're really great in smoothies, and so they're very popular right now as a health food.
Yep, they're more powerful than blueberries even.
Well, that's what they say.
Yep,
that's
what
they say.
And I have to tell you, Randy, when you say about, you know, us folks here, yes, we have one of the biggest